As news continues to unfold out of San Bernardino, California, the Democratic presidential candidates have shifted the campaign focus back to gun control. And although it's not the issue at the top of the list for most voters, NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports it may be the one where divisions among the Democrats are starkest.
Over the course of the 2016 presidential primary race, America has seen four high-profile mass shootings, resulting in 36 deaths. On Wednesday, President Barack Obama reiterated his call for stricter gun control. But in his 7 years in office, nothing has passed Congress. At least on the surface, Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley agree gun control reform is necessary. All favor expanding background checks, banning assault weapons, and restricting internet and gun show purchases. But there are disagreements, too. And the candidates have been eager to draw distinctions with their rivals. Here's O'Malley and Sanders, jousting in the first Democratic debate in Las Vegas.
Senator, it was not about rural and
exactly
urban.
Exactly about
Have you ever been to the Eastern Shore? Have you ever been to Western Maryland? We were able to pass this and still respect the hunting traditions of people who live in our rural areas. And we did it,
Governor,
Anderson, by leading with principle, not by pandering to the NRA and backing down to the NRA.
Well, if somebody wants a D-minus voting record, I don't think I am pandering. But you have not been in
the major division seems to be over how best to regulate guns, on the federal or state level. As Sanders, a longstanding independent senator from Vermont, notes, gun violence differs vastly from state to state. Sanders points to his home state, which has a history of both hunting and low crime. Here he is in July.
I come from a state that has virtually no gun control. But the people of my state understand, I think pretty clearly, that guns in Vermont are not the same thing as guns in Chicago or guns in Los Angeles. In our state, guns are used for hunting. In Chicago, they're used for kids in gangs killing other kids or people shooting at police officers, shooting down innocent people.
And Sanders' record in Congress reflects this stance. He's voted 5 times against the Brady Bill, which mandates federal background checks and a waiting period for all gun purchases, calling it an act of federal overreach. Sanders has also backed looser gun regulations, such as allowing pilots to have guns and permitting firearms on Amtrak trains and in national parks. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has historically been a strong proponent of gun control, but her specific positions have shifted over her political career. Running for the U.S. Senate in New York in 2000, Clinton said a uniform national policy was the only way to prevent further gun violence across the country. But in 2008, during her first bid for the White House, Clinton seemed to back away from regulation at the federal level. Here she is being pushed on the issue by debate moderator George Stephanopoulos 8 years ago.
What might work in New York City is certainly not going to work in Montana. So for the federal government to be having any kind of, you know, blanket rules that they're going to try to impose, I think doesn't make
sense. But Senator, you were for that when you...
And in this election cycle, Clinton seems to have circled back to her 2000 stance, calling for national action to address gun violence, whether enforcing universal background checks or taking on the National Rifle Association.
We have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley has been critical of Clinton's current stance on guns, calling it, quote, politically convenient. When O'Malley was governor, Maryland was one of 3 states to pass comprehensive gun control measures after the deadly Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012. Maryland required all gun buyers to submit fingerprints to police, and it banned certain assault weapons and limited the size of gun magazines. O'Malley, as president, says he would carry these measures nationwide. Here he is campaigning in Concord recently.
The more states that achieve this, the easier it'll be to create a national consensus. But I intend to forge a consensus in the course of this campaign.
Although Clinton and O'Malley make similar calls for federal action, O'Malley would go further. His proposal involves regulations on the home storage of guns, a universal minimum age for gun ownership, and the creation of a national firearms registry. Another key division among the candidates is whether gun manufacturers and gun shops should be liable for firearm misuse. Clinton and O'Malley want to hold manufacturers accountable. Sanders has voted against such proposals. But whether these divisions among the candidates on gun control, both past and present, will have much impact come primary day depends on whether this issue is a top priority for voters and events in the news. Edward Dunn of Exeter, who heard O'Malley speak last month, says he's disheartened Congress didn't pass sweeping gun policy reforms after the recent spate of mass shootings. Dunn says even with a new president, he's not hopeful much will change.
I think it, in a more peaceful world that didn't have to deal with ISIS and a few other problems, I think it would be right at the top, or close to the top. But it's just that we've got a very full plate.
But as voters continue to learn more about the two mass shootings this past week, candidates' differences on gun control may become more of a defining factor this primary. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.